Tara extended her arms outward from her body, keeping her palms flat and parallel to the carpeted floor, forming a T-shape. She arched her back, thrusting out her taut breasts. Baron Ragnar gaped when a diamond-shaped slit appeared to open between her breasts. A swirling splash of multicolored light spilled out. Tara all but floated gracefully to the bedside. She swung her arms and hands out and slapped them together, catching the Baron's head in between. Baron Ragnar's eardrums thundered deafeningly, and he convulsed as a knife of ice seemed to thrust its way through his body from his brain to his toes. His arms and legs instantly numbed, nervous system refusing to respond. His sight was dimmed by a frost that rimmed his eyes. A vast wave of heat suffused him, like invisible flames scorching through his body, bringing explosions of burning agony to his muscles. Baron Ragnar's head erupted in flickering blue flames, jetting up from the pores of his skin. His narrow features blackened, his thin blonde hair turned to gray ash. The blood in his veins sizzled, the moisture in his mouth boiled away and evaporated, issuing between his lips in a small puff of steam. His big, dark eyes melted like tallow candles within their sockets. His burning head burst with fine sprays of flame, immediately igniting the pillow and headboard. A stench of burning flesh flooded the bedchamber. Acrid smoke plumed up in corkscrew swirls. Tara released the Baron's head and stepped away from him, turning as the door slammed open, shouldered aside by a huge baronial guardsman, his white uniform jacket and tight red trousers a blur as, without a micro-instant of hesitation, he lunged for the nude, hairless woman standing at his Baron's bedside. He towered a head and a half over her, the enormous breadth of his shoulders making her appear frail in comparison. His blue eyes caught glints of red from the firelight. His impulse to protect the Baron stemmed from a deeper source than physiological conditioning. It was encoded in his genes, an instinct, not a learned behavior. He and his brother guardsmen were bred to perform only one function, and cerebration had little to do with his actions. Tara didn't try to evade his lunge or the hand sweeping to clutch her sleek, slim form. Eyes drawn to it, the fingers of the guardsman's right hand plunged into the diamond-shaped aperture between her breasts, as if he were seeking to tear out her heart. He froze, his muscles seizing, joints locking, body twisting in spasms. Tara calmly laid both hands against his flat, hard-muscled belly. A gray haze shimmered around them. With a ripping of cloth, a wet rending of flesh and muscle, his belly stretched toward her hands like metal leaping toward a magnet. It swelled and burst open as the guardsman shot away from her. The man soared the length of the room. His intestines trailed out like a blue-sheened banner from the cavity, splitting his torso from pelvis to sternum. The guardsman landed sprawled, with his arms flung wide, his entrails strung out to Tara's hands. She dropped them and stepped over him as she walked to the door. The guardsman jerked once and died.